This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'ilui Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibadel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea the esrim shana.
This shiur has been dedicated in honor of David and Sandra Lehrer and their beautiful family. Yehi ratzon sheyizku l'toira ulhatzlacha v'nachas l'oirach yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Dafayin Ches. We're starting by Hashem Perek Oisiv Ez Benoy. This is an Isser Noisiv. On in Yoni Shchita, till now we had all the Yoni Shchita Bechlal, the Psule Shchita, the imperative of Shchita, Shchita Malika, and also the different Psulim of Shchita, the Perikei the Treifis, and all the Mehemas, Ksheus, the Tmeus, what's Royal Shchita, what's not Royal Shchita. Here we have an Issa which is not part of the Heter Shchita itself, L'Choira, but there's an Issa that comes into play in the context of the Dinei Shchita, and that's the Issa Vaisiv Ez Benoy. Now, before we, in Mitzvah Hashem, future Shurim, get in to the nitty gritty, exactly, Oisiv Ez Benoy, what's the Issa? Is the Issa the mother? In Allah Hashem B'Yemecha, the mother and the child. Is the Issa the child? Is the Issa the mother and the child? Is the mother part of the Issa? Is the Issa in the fact that both of them are Geshochten? Is the Issa in the Maisa Shchita? And so on and so forth, whatever we could break down the Gedorim of Oisiv Ez Benoy itself, that we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem. But first, I'd like to focus on something that's discussed over here in Dafayin Ches. And that is the fact that Oisiv Ez Benoy, the Gemara goes to a Shach of a Tayyat, to learn now that it's not only in Chulin, not only when a person is shechting a regular herd of cows that is an Issa Oisiv Ez Benoy, but even by Mekdosh and Legavi Korban. The Gemara has to prove it from a Pasuk. We should have a clue by reading the Psukim that Oisiv Ez Benoy has a special Shaykhus to Kachin, because the context of the Issa Oisiv Ez Benoy is at the end of, in Parshas Emor, the Psule Shchita, not the Psule Shchita insofar as making the Vela, but the Psulim of Korbonois. In the context of Psule Korbonois, the Torah then also puts in, it's the beginning of Yom Tiv learning. When we learn the Parsha of Mayadim in Parsha Zemur, we start with Shoya Chesev Oyez Ki Voleid, Vahoya Tachasim Oshivas Yom. There's an Isser of Mechus Azman. There's an Isser of Psul in Kodshim. Oh, that's specifically in Kodshim of Shechting, the Shechting of Behemoth. A behemah is posel l'kotshim when it's tech shivas yomim. Miyem eshmini v'hola yerotza. And then the pasuk says, oisiv ez benoy lo yisishcha tu b'yem echot. The pasuk is an isser in chulin, also a mekdoshim. What's interesting is that besides for the drosha in the Gemara, the sifra, that is the medush, on Teres Kainim, on Vayikra, points out another limud, learns out, like we just said, from the smichus of the two psukim, with the pasuk of miyem eshmini v'hola yerotze, that is a din of lo yerotze, it's tekshuv es yomim, and b'yem eshmini v'hola yerotze, and then the Torah juxtaposes the din of oisiv es benoy l'sishchutu b'yem echot, the sifra learns out that over there as well there's a din of lo yerotze. He learns out a separate din of lo yerotze, that there is no yeritzoi, means there is no matter on the carbon is not chalv, a person brings the carbon, brings oisiv ez benoy b'yayim echod, or if there's a shchita on the mother, and then a person brings a carbon on the vlad, even if the shchita on the mother, by the way, was not a shchita's kachem, it was a shchita's kulin. Then he shechted the vlad as a carbon, the din is that it's possible. The question is, why the Sifra has to learn a separate drosha of Lo Yiratzu, where the Gemara clearly says, Bechulin, Kavachoyme by Kachem, the Ikka Pasuk is by Kachem. Why does there have to be a separate drosha of Lo Yiratzu also? What would be suggestive is the Lo Yiratzu that's a din of Mechusar Zman, the same way Teich Shivas Yom. Shivas Yom is not an Isser per se in the Shechit Yolashach, an animal that's newborn. You're not allowed to, it's possible a carbon, Kilu. You're taking an animal that's a balmum, so to speak. It's a balmum. And that's the way the Gemara looks in many places, that the behemo, which is mechusas man, or let's say you have an oif, korbanos oif have to be brought after a certain 30 days, after a year. If it's teich zman, kilu, the animal is not fully developed, it's a balmum, l'gabi akrova. That would seem to be the mashmois over here, the drasha of lo yirotza. Why do we need the drasha? And what exactly is the significance? What's being suggested by the fact that the drosha is couched in terms of lo yirotza, of ritzu of carbon. It's a specific din. Not just that there's a din in a carbon, that there's an isser eshech, which is the same isser as chulun. There's an isser in chulun, there's also an isser mukdashim. But there's a separate din, a din midine kachim of lo yirotza. What's significant about that? So for starters, let's break down exactly where the isser places itself. Like we said, the Torah puts together the Issa Vaisev as Benoit together with the din of Mechusas Man, which is an animal which is not Ro'ui Lakrova, Teich Shuvas Yomim. Over there, it's not that you're not allowed to Shechet, it's that the animal is possible, it's Mechusas Man. What significance would there be if the Torah says that there's a Maisa Issa? You Shechet the mother? The mother was Shechet this morning for a Chasna that's happening tonight. At 11 o'clock, if you shechted the mother at 9 o'clock a.m., at 11 o'clock a.m., you are not allowed to shecht the vlad. There's an isser deraisa of benoi once the oise, once the mother was shechted on that day. Lo isser shechetu b'yeinechot. Wouldn't that tell us automatically that the behemoth would be mechusas man? The fact that you're not allowed to shecht it renders it something which is not allowed to be used. If it's not allowed to be used, then automatically it's mechusas man. It's possible. It's something which does not have a heter shechita today. Wouldn't that be so? Why do we need a separate drasha? The answer is that it wouldn't necessarily be so, because mechusas man is something that's qualitatively true about the behemoth. That means that the Torah is mechadish that behemoth tachas imo shivas yomim is still meshach shaychit to the mother. The animal is not keilu, so to speak. We're not being derish time to crow, but the animal is not a fully formed animal. It's not roi lakrova. The animal is posel lakrova. Nafkimina l'marshal, if you passel up a hakrova of a carbon, but then the animal was offered, the chalak of the animal lemaisa was put on the mizbech im olo lo yerid, subject of a whole perek in zvokim. If it's mechusas man, it's considered as if the behemoth is not roi bechlal. It's as if you took a deer and shechted it on the mizbech. It's a posel lakrova. It's not roi lakrova. It's not a psul im lakrova. It's not a korban. It's not shaykh to teres hakabonis. A behemoth which is mechusas man is not shaykh bechlal. Would you say that an animal whose mother is shechted that day, the vlad is not roi for a korban? No. Why? Because the psul, the iser, is an iser for a person to shecht those two animals. Is it a din in the behemoth? There's nothing wrong with the behemoth. The vlad is a regular vlad. There's nothing objectively different about this vlad than any other vlad. The only difference is, circumstantially, you shechted the mother on that day, you're not allowed to shecht the vlad. There's a psul in the vlad. Compare it, Lamashal, to Taisus says earlier in the Masechta and Daf Mem. The same thing about an animal, legabi being shechted on Shabbos. Taisus wants to know that since you're not allowed to shecht a carbon yochid, let's say, carbon is tzibo, carbon tob, and carbon musaf, of course, were brought on Shabbos. But a carbon of a yochid, if you have to bring a carbon early, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. So the Gemara has to figure out why the carbon, or if the carbon is possible. Says Taisus, what do you mean? Very simple. Since you can't be makrov, says mechusas man, it's not roi lakrova. Taisus says, of course that's not true. It's not roi lakrova. The behem itself is roi lakrova. The carbon is a proper carbon. The problem is only you are even in Isir Shabbos. Taisus links that to Isir Vesmenei. That means that it would be very glad, would be very understood to say that Isir Vesmenei, there's nothing wrong with the behem per se. Circumstantially, your over on a Maisa Isir by shechting two of them together has nothing to do with the behem per se. The behem would not be possible. So Memela, if you would only have the din of the Isir of Isir Vesmenei, the carbon would have to be kosher. On that we need, that's for starters, we need the din in karbonos that the Torah is teaching us over here, that not only is oisiv as benoi, an isur on the person who shechts the two of them on that day, but it's also chal when you shecht the mother, it renders the vlad, chiddish, it renders the vlad to a certain extent at least, a mechusas man, and then the shechita of that day is posel lo yerotza. That's l'chari what's nischadish in this separate drasha of the sifro. Let's give another example where this Tosefes Dvarim, that not only is there an Isser in the Shechita, mitzvah, the person who's shechting, you're not allowed to shecht two animals, a mother and a child on that day. But not only is that true, klape your participation, but in the behemoth that mother was shechted that day, the behemoth is rendered posel karbon. Let's give another illustration of that. The Briskerov, in his Chidushim, the Shiurim from the Briskerov that are printed in Tumura Davava Medbeis, has a whole Arichus, Legabi Gemara, an interesting Gemara, Yuma Dav Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in several places that the equivalent, sometimes the proper way to process, so to speak, the way to do an Avoida with a certain Behema, is not with the classic Ma'aseh Shechita, but it's to do something else. For example, Malika. We've learned early in the Masechta and Tzvachim Menachos, Karbonis Oif, what the process that's done to them is Malika. Now, L'chor, an animal, if you took a regular animal, you did Malika, you broke his neck from the back of the neck, the animal would be a regular Nevela. Regular Nevela with the Isra Achila, with Tuma. Malika? It's fine. Why? The Gemara uses the expression Malikose Zuish Chitase. The Torah tells you in this instance to process the behemoth, to be matter the behemoth, to turn the behemoth into that which it's supposed to be turned into, to be over the behemoth, to do a Maisa Malika, not a Maisa Shchita. Malikose has the same effect as Zuish Chitase, as a Maisa Shchita. Now, the Gemara compares that Legabe, the Gemara in Yumas Dav Samach Dal is talking Legabe the Sor Lazozel. Sor Lazozel was not shechted like a regular carbon. It was taken out to the mountain far away from Yerushalayim. It was pushed down the cliff where, by rolling down the cliff, it turned into pieces. It shredded the animal totally. Dchiyose Latzuk, the Gemara says over there, Zuhi Shchitose. Which would Pashtus mean? The same thing as we have in the context of Malika. It would mean that the mice of Tchila Tzuk, since this is what you're supposed to do, the animal, pushing it down the cliff is the same thing as Shechting. That's a little bit of a leap of faith. You tell me Malika. Malika is a mice of Shechting the animal, so to speak. A mice on the neck of the animal. It's similar to Shechita, just backwards, with a hand, not with a kli, and so on and so forth, from the other side of the neck. But it's sort of similar in idea to the Shechita. A maisa tchil letzuk is a shchita. When you take a closer look at the Gemara over there, the context is very telling. The Gemara over there, Yumadav Samagdal, is something that's discussing a halacha that's not yet to our din of Oisves Benoi. What happens? The Gemara gives a case. What happens? They took a goat, a so'ir, and they had to shecht a so'ir. That morning, there was a chedesh yesh besakono. There was somebody who was going to die unless having meat. They shechted that animal. Now, that means that on that day, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to shecht the vlad. Now, Yom Kippur, nobody's shechting anyways. There's a nisim malach on Yom Kippur. However, as luck would have it, the vlad of that mother that was shechted to provide meat for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana happens to be the sawyer that was set aside. One of the two seirim that was set aside for the goyrul sar l'ashem sar l'azazel. The goyrul came out on him. L'choyrud is an isser to shecht him. Why? Because it's an isser, because you shechted the mother. Shechita, who shecht him? We're pushing him down a cliff. Again, the problem is not on the sar l'ashem. That's not, it's not from the same mother. The sar l'ashem only had to be similar to the sar l'azazel. They didn't have to be blood relatives. The sar l'azazel happens to be the vlad, the Gemara says, of a behemoth that was, of a soil that was shechted, l'chor you can't shecht him. Okay, but you can push him down a cliff. On that, the Gemara says, t'chiyose letzuk zui shchitase, you're doing the same thing. If the Torah asserted the shchita, the Torah asserted as well the t'chiyah letzuk. Now, A careful reading of the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, when he brings this Gemara, shows that the Rambam does not express this Gemara that it's osur to use this soil for the soil azazel. He says that it's nifsal. You're not mekayim the din of soil azazel when you use this behem, when you use this soil. What's the pshat? As Kenzai, and we'll be magdim another nekuda, the Briskerov has somewhat of a doubt as to a reading of a Gemara in Svachim Daf Samach Ches and Beis, over there he discusses, it's not clear after the behemoth was pushed down, the soil was pushed down the cliff, the behemoth was ripped to shreds. Let's say you pick up one of those pieces of the dead soil. Is it metamik nevel? L'chor, the animal died. The animal died without shechita. L'chor, it's a nevel. On the other hand, it had a shechita. If the Gemara coins the formula of shechitasoi, I'm sorry, d'chiyosi l'tzuk zui shechitasoi, so l'chor did go through shechita, the same way a carbon that goes to Malika is not nevela. L'chor, the same thing should be true. And it's not clear whether it's metamik benevel or not. So, L'chaira, based on what we just discussed, we can answer like this. The Gemara never means to compare in terms of the Maisa Shchita that you're doing, that the Maisa Tchila Tzuk is a Maisa Shchita. It's not. A Maisa Tchila Tzuk is a Maisa Tchila Tzuk, a Maisa Shchita is a Maisa Shchita. Like we said, Malika and Shchita are similar in the Maisa Shavoy. Tchiyose Latzuk is not. What's the point of the Gemara? The point of the Gemara is that the same way we have a Drosha that we just discussed from the Sifra, that not only is there an issa to shecht oisav es ben obyem echad, but when you shecht the mother, the vlad is rendered posel karbon. What the Rambam seems to be explaining in that Gemara that we mentioned, Yumad Av Samachdal, is that what's chal on the vlad, since you shecht the mother that morning for chedesh yesh b'sakana, so the vlad now is posel l'shchita. You can't shecht the vlad. If you can't shecht it, there's a din noisav, like we said. There's a din that it's chal in the soyer, that it's possible to be brought as a carbon. If it's possible to be brought as a carbon, it can't be used for soil lazazel. That's what the Gemara means. Tchiyosi latzuk. Also, it's possible to shchita. If it's possible to shchita, it's possible for a carbon. Anyway, you're going to process the carbon, including a ma'aseh tchiyosi latzuk. Not the Gemara means that tchiyosi latzuk is a similar act as shchita or malika. What the Gemara means is that if the animal is rendered a psul legabe shchita, it's chalne that's not ro'ui lahakrova, then it's not ro'ui l'tchila tzuk either, because tchila tzuk is the way of processing this carbon. The same way you shech the normal carbon, you process this carbon with tchila tzuk. This would answer another kasha. The famous kasha, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Mitzvah Nun Beis, there's another case where there's also a different way to process an animal. That's by skila of a shor nisko. Certain shor, let's say a shor that was involved in an act of immorality, or a shor that was noigeach, somebody that gored a person to death. The halacha is that the behemo is chayv skila in bezin. Behem is chayv skila in bezin. The Torah says that becomes also banal. You can't use the meat. You can't sell the animal. There's a lot to discuss. That's also in Bavakama. One of the nekudas the Mechas Chinuch wants to know is why is it mavur over there that after the Gemara says that after you shech the animal, you don't need a possibly an ali eat it because it's anyways also benevela. It's metame. Why? Because it's nevela. Why is it mitam benevel? L'chayra skilosoi zui shchidasoi. The same vein. The answer to that is like we just said. It doesn't mean that a ma'isa skila and a ma'isa shchita have something in common. What it means is that since this is the way to process the animal, so memela has a din in the behemah itself. That's possible shchita. It's possible tchila tzuk. But not that a ma'isa, any other ma'isa is doimel shchita that should accomplish the same thing of being mat nevela. That's of course not true. So that's just another example of where this idea expresses itself. Taisa by Osan and Chesim Al discusses something else. What happens, let's say, the only animal you had for Korban Pesach is an animal which was, the mother was shechted the morning of Erev Pesach for a barbecue. Now you want to take the vlad, you want to use for Korban Pesach. Mara says, if there's no other possibility, you should have Esed Ech Alois. So Taisa discusses this. And l'chor yove, I say the Pesach, v'yitcha loisa say doisa v'ez benoi, Tais says no, because in the problem with shechting the animal, there's a loisa say, there's a loisa say of not shechting the lot, as well as an assay of mechusas man of behemoth possible, you know, I bring it, if it has a psul, you know, I bring it as a carbon. And the question asks itself, achrenim, on the Tosis asks, you're telling me that it's possible akrova because you're not a shech, but if there would be an assay, then it's mutter shech, if it's mutter shech, there is no psul. The answer is, like we said, that the psul that's in the behemoth and the isur to do the meiser shkita are really two disparate things. The fact that a Vlad has, after shechting the mother, an isur to do a meiser shkita, only tells us that it also has a psul that it becomes not roi lakrova. So maybe you could get rid of the isur to do a meiser shkita, it's mutter, but you can't get rid of the state of the behemoth itself that it's possible lakrova. That's what Tosfos means. So again, what we have over here is another example of the Isur Shecht and the Psul that's Chal on the Behemah as two different things. Another illustration, this is in later on, Daf Kuf Tezvav, the Gemara discusses Kol Sheti Avti. There's a Pasuk of Lesecha called Teyeva. One should not eat the Torah. Ask us from eating anything that's a Teyeva, anything that's an abomination. What exactly is an abomination? The Gemara says Kol Sheti Avti, whatever I have scorned, whatever I don't want, in other words, what the Gemara says is, whatever is also, whenever I tell you don't create it, let's say don't cook it. Don't cook it, so then you're not allowed to eat it. You don't even need another pasuk, the Gemara says, for achilas basavachalav, because once you're not allowed to cook it, then you're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara wants to know, let's say, what about, if you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat the product of that shechita. The Gemara says why we don't learn out why something that was shecht on Shabbos is mutter. Amongst the other points that the Gemara raises, what about Yosef Esbenoi? Tosfos don't shecht it, so l'chor the Vlad should be also back, you know? And what we have to remember is that the discussion over there, Kol Sheti Avti, is an issue that's chal in the Bosor, not so much l'gabe vi, Maiseh Shechita. But that's something that has to be left for the Sugya over there in Kuf Tezvav to discuss whether the diyun of the Gemara, whether the discussion of the Gemara revolves around the Maisa Issa, that's the problem, that Kol Sheti Avti don't then benefit from it, or what it does is it creates in the meat itself, in the product, a Chaticha Di Surah, which would render it also. That's the discussion over there.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.